Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 27th day of May, 2010. Thank you so much for joining us. We're into the second hour. We're now simulcasting the last 3 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to say great job to my crew here. They just do a better and better job. Exemplary. We couldn't do it without them. And, of course, you, the listeners, AM and FM affiliates, sponsors, and all of our supporters. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts quit doing his twice-a-week column and said he wanted to take some time off. But I knew, a fighter for liberty, I knew he wasn't going away. So I called him up a few months ago and I said, look, you can take some time for yourself. You're not going anywhere. Somebody that loves liberty can't control themselves. And so it's good to have him. But, you know, he has cut back on what he's been doing, but it's great to have him with us. And I was glad to get an email from him pointing out, hey, look at how there's all this evidence that our government, now been declassified, knowingly many times has left POWs behind, not just in Vietnam, not just Korea, but World War II. What does this say about the mindset of the elite? And so he wanted to come on and talk about that. We're always honored to have him. But we'll cover about 20, 30 minutes on that. Then I want to pick his brain because he is the father of Reaganomics. He is one of the top 10 living economists, according to Forbes and other major publications. He's won some of the biggest honors from the French, U.S., British government. He is a best-selling author, former editor of the Wall Street Journal. So I want to get into North Korea, Iran with him. I want to get into the economy. I mean, they're openly talking about worldwide meltdown now all over the news. And, of course, he talked about this years ago via the derivatives and everything. So we're going to talk about it all with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts in the next hour. Doc, it's good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex.
You look good there via Skype video feed.
Right. Well, thank you.
So much is going on. So much is happening. But we're going to go to break in a few minutes. But get into this whole POW situation and your research on that.
Well, you know, it's not my research. It's Sidney Strandberg, the Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times reporter and editor. He has proven beyond all doubt and presents all the evidence that American prisoners of war were left behind in Vietnam. So that's a scandal. The second scandal is that every administration since Richard Nixon's has continued to cover up. And the third scandal is that despite his high standing in journalism and all the prizes and the Pulitzer Prize and his high post at the New York Times, he was never allowed to write the story. And so it only came out in an out-of-the-way publication a year or two ago, about 2 years ago.
Yeah, we actually interviewed the folks involved at the time. In fact, I think I even interviewed him. In fact, let's get him back on, or some of the families involved. But the issue is, when I say your research, I'm saying, you know, you're writing about this now, how this your research into how this ties in to the mindset of the ruling class.
Yes. Yes. I think that now that we have definite proof from a very credible source, Sidney Strandberg, that the United States government conducted a conspiracy since the 1970s to hide the fact that they abandoned American prisoners of war to the North Vietnamese, that this is now proven, this might make Americans wonder if other so-called conspiracy theories are also true, such as the theory that 9/11 was an inside job or a false flag operation. It might make people wonder if the Warren Commission's account of Kennedy's assassination was just another cover-up. The same for Robert Kennedy's assassination.
Well, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, stay there. When we come back, let's go through this Pulitzer Prize winner's piece, recap it, go through the piece, and then let's expand into the mindset of an establishment, why they would do such a thing. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You call it synchronicity, serendipity, I don't know, but back on Monday and Tuesday, I talked quite a bit about the fact that it was actually declassified, that 20-plus thousand, 21,500 or so U.S. troops that were in Eastern European Nazi-held POW camps and German camps that were grabbed by Stalin. The U.S. and England wanted to be buddies with Stalin. They divided up Eastern Europe, and he was a thug and kept him for intelligence purposes, and they just let him keep him. And a few years ago, that actually even came out in Russian newspapers. Old Americans, World War II vets, 80-plus years old, still alive in Russia. And it's been confirmed with Korea. It's been confirmed with Vietnam. We've had the families on. They've had congressional hearings that the media doesn't cover. They've had National Press Club meetings. Then when I got an email a few days ago from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, former head of policy Department of Treasury under Reagan, former Wall Street Journal editor, pointing out that he was going to write an article dealing with the fact that if it's a Pulitzer Prize winning New York Times editor for years isn't allowed to publish in a mainstream publication his research that's ironclad, that this is all confirmed. I mean, it's ridiculous how confirmed it is. It's like confirming that Mount St. Helens blew up in the early 1980s. It's a fact. It happened. Or that, the first creature in space was a dog from Russia. It's a fact. And, the angle. And, of course, Roberts wasn't listening to me. He separately put two and two together because we're all having these same understandings that if they'll leave our troops to die or if they'll, it's like Doug Rocky I've had on. He was the head of the DU program for more than a decade. He wrote the handbooks for the Pentagon in the 80s. They knew DU would kill anybody collectively that breathed it. And they just, in the mid-90s, changed the rules and said, it's now good for you, no problem. And the State Department says it's a conspiracy theory on their website if you say it's bad. I mean, they absolutely know you breathe this, the particulate, the radiation, it's going to kill you. I mean, it's going to, you know, may take a few years, but you're dead. Now they just say it's good for you. This shows you the mindset, and I likened it, and we're going to Dr. Roberts, but I want to make this point, to chess being invented 3,500 years ago in northern India and what's Iran today. They debate who invented it, but it came from that area. And in it, you have the gambit, the sacrifice of a pawn. That's a good move early on, you know, in basic chess. I'm not a good chess player, but I play some. Sacrificing a pawn. And it's a special forces tactic in the books. It's taught at West Point. Send in, you know, 20 guys, first to go, last to know. They're going to get wiped out, but that's going to bring in the enemy into the gorge. That will then reveal their positions. And you can then wipe out the larger force. And the argument is you lose 20 men, but you save thousands in the battle by losing the 20 men. So that's why they stage 9/11. That's why they say, eh, so what, 21,000 U.S. troops, give them to Stalin. That's why they say, you know, hundreds and hundreds of U.S. troops, was thousands, most of them dead. You know, let them be slaves. Let them be tortured to death for 30 years in Vietnam. It's the gambit. And that's the beginning of evil. That's why special forces people, before they graduate, they are given, for Delta Force level, they're given one night to read The Prince by Machiavelli and then to write a paper. And if they say, I believe the end justifies the means, they go, you're the man we're looking for. You're now recruited. If they say, no, I won't kill children. This is now in an Army manual declassified last year. Well, it was leaked by WikiLeaks from 2004, where it talks about staging false flag terror attacks. One of the favorites is to kill children, blame it on a foreign enemy. Captains and above in black ops are now taught this. And the argument is, well, we're fighting commies or we're fighting Muslims. They're going to kill more children if we don't kill a few, you know, for the overall good. And that's kind of the straight razor, you know, statement in Apocalypse Now, where Colonel Kurtz is talking about what he's had to do to win. And so this is the mindset of you end justifies the means. Now, I'm going to shut up and have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts go over, you know, this 2-year-old information. The Nation Institute reported it. McCain and the POW cover up. This was written by a Pulitzer Prize winner. But completely a news blackout in the U.S. Dr. Roberts, thanks for holding while I did that backstory. You've got the floor.
Well, let's first tell your listeners where they can read the account. It came out yesterday in the American Conservative. And so you'll have an account by the publisher of the magazine. You'll have an account by Schranberg of why he was unable to tell the story. And then you have the story itself and the evidence. He presents all the evidence. And then they have a few people discussing the story. Now, it's also, I think, this morning, it was all put up on antiwar.com. And I'm sure you'll have it up on your site so that people can see that what was branded a conspiracy theory for several decades by the government, by the media, by all the mainstream, the establishment, they got rid of the POW issue by calling it a conspiracy theory. It's now been proven beyond all doubt that the conspiracy theory was true. The POWs were abandoned, there was a cover-up by the United States government that continues to this day. It's just like the cover-up of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. This was said to have been some kind of an accident, a mistaken identity of the ship, and that's been covered up ever since the 1960s. So we do have government cover-ups, a government that commits great acts of evil. I mean, what's more despicable than abandoning your own POWs? And they could have got the POWs back. All they had to do was to pay ransom. The North Koreans held back half of the prisoners, about 600 of them, in order to collect reparations. for all the bombing the Americans had done to North Vietnam. And so they were willing to give the prisoners back if we would pay $3 or $4 billion in ransom. And of course, by that time, Nixon was too weak to deliver the money. Watergate was consuming him. And once a lie gets in place, it can't be undone. It wasn't possible for the next president to say, hey, look, we can get, they do have our prisoners, and we can get them back for a little bit of money. So once a lie is in place, everyone ends up defending it. Even the Reagan administration ended up defending the claim that all the prisoners were back. So here we see a government that lies through its teeth about its prisoners that it abandoned and could have gotten back for very little money. So why does the why do we believe the government tells us the truth about anything? And why do we think the media would possibly serve the people by delivering the truth when they prevented Schranberg from ever publishing his account? I mean, he had to sit on this account for years and years until finally it got out in some out-of-the-way place. And now it's become news thanks to Ron Unz, the publisher of the American Conservative, who's making an issue out of it. And, of course, you've made an issue out of it. And so what I think might be hopeful about it is that it makes people see if the government will lie about this, they'll lie about 9/11. They'll lie about Kennedy's assassination. In fact, they lie about everything, don't they, Alex? They lie about the unemployment rate. They lie about the inflation rate. They lie about the bank bailout. What does the government not lie about?
Well, here's another example. I mean, I had a congressman on more than 10 years ago from Virginia who was upset. About 6 years ago, I had a member of the Australian Parliament on who was upset. It was in the Australian news. They were saying there's a secret UN database of all our kids' blood. The government's been taking the blood since 71, 72. It was a worldwide program in Western countries. And they put it in a database. And I would have these people on and read the documents, and listeners wouldn't believe me. Now it's all over the news. Oh, guess what? The Pentagon's got your blood if you're 38 years old or younger. That's how criminal this group is and how this national security state basically does whatever they want. Then imagine that, Dr. Roberts. For 38 years, from Australia to Canada, from England to the U.S., they take our blood to put it in a government database, and now they announce, guess what? We're going to have a global DNA database, and we already have your blood. I mean, it's just everything is a conspiracy, basically.
It does look that way, doesn't it, Alex?
It does. I mean, it's incredible.
But see, the one advantage of this conspiracy now has been blown wide open. And therefore, it may help make people aware that the other conspiracies are true, too.
Well, exactly. Expanding on that briefly, I mean, your point is well taken, and it's central. It's not just that they did this. It's the 30 years of cover-ups and not letting Pulitzer Prize winners ride on it. And now that story is as big as the POW story, that you have a giant group of people in media and government who would work together to leave a bunch of men to die. I mean, it's why?
Right. And, of course, the same group, the same people are doing the same thing now. They're leading us deeper into wars, deeper into confrontation with nuclear armed powers. The evil is loose, as you said. Evil is loose in the United States. It's got an iron grip on the government and probably on government at most levels in most places. So it is a very serious situation, and it remains to be seen if the people wake up or enough of them wake up, and if they do, whether they have the capability of doing anything about it or whether they are just going to be pawns that are continued to be sacrificed so that a very small group of elites who control the government can achieve some agenda of their own.
Well, sir, let's continue and talk about how big this story is and how important. Maybe go over some of the sections. AnnieWar.com's probably got 15 articles about it and documents. The Nation Institute has them. The American Conservative. has it. We're getting it all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay there, sir. I'm glad you contacted us about this. Thank you.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Alexander Cockburn, a former L.A. Times senior writer. Yeah, he's got an article out today on anti-war saying sometimes conspiracy theories are true. Look, they just call it a conspiracy theory when you say that they're lying. I mean, it wasn't a conspiracy theory in 1964 when people started saying our ships weren't attacked, that was staged, the Gulf of Tonkin. It was in the San Diego newspaper. We've gone and gotten the microfilm that sailors came back and said, we weren't attacked, it's all a lie. It was in the newspaper, but then it becomes a rumor. Oh, I heard it was staged. Well, see, now it's declassified. After 40-plus years, on the anniversary of it in 2004, 40 plus, I guess that's the, 40 anniversary, they declassified that they staged it. Going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, as you said, though, the fact that you have such a huge cover-up shows that they've got a lot of willing people that will be part of this evil. Talk about that, Dr. Roberts, but also, why would they want to lie and not get our troops back?
Okay, those are all good questions. First, let me say that one of the many important contributions Schranberg makes is he shows how the government lies. He shows the technique, how they do it, how they get rid of conclusive evidence. And so that itself is very revealing, and your listeners should read just to see how the government goes about burying the truth.
We got plenty of time. Boil it down.
Well, the specific examples are given by Schranberg, and it's best for them to read. Now, to get to your questions, interestingly enough, there were two American defense secretaries, James Schlesinger, who was actually one of my graduate professors in economics, and Melvin Laird, who both testified under oath to Congress that men were left behind. So even when two defense secretaries, and of course Melvin Laird was the Secretary of Defense during the Nixon period when the Vietnam War was wound down, so he certainly would know, and Schlesinger came not long after. So we have two defense secretaries who did testify to Congress that men were left behind, but Congress didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to do anything about it. And there are a number of defense secretaries, as Schranberg shows, who come into office who just immediately take up the lie, because their notion is, it's my career, I'm serving my career, and I'm not going to go against whatever the line is.
And who cares if men are still rotting and being used as slaves, which has been confirmed. There's some still alive being worked to death as slaves, and these fat, lazy, evil congressmen, just they're pigs.
Pigs, they're the scum of the earth. In fact, the United States government is the scum of the earth. The worst people in the country are in the government. They're not the criminals out there. They're not even the terrorists. The worst people are in the government. And that is another reason, I think, that Schranberg's story is so explosive, because Americans don't want to come to grips with that. It's too much of a demand on their emotional strength and their intellectual strength. And so it's something that people want to keep under the covers. Now, I think the reason the lie got started was that, the Washington Post was doing a job on Nixon with Watergate. He was trying to wind down the war while Watergate was devouring him. And so he just didn't have any clout. He couldn't deliver the money to get the prisoners back. And so he had to say, we had them all back. If the war's over and we have everybody back. He couldn't say, hey, the war's over and we've left all these people, because he would be blamed, not the Washington Post, not those two reporters, Bernstein and Woodward, not the Congress. He would be blamed, and he was already in terrible hot water about Watergate. So he said, we have everybody back. Well, once the lie's in place, how do you get the lie out of place? Because by now everyone's committed to it. The Congress is committed to it. The media's committed to it. Everyone is committed to the lie. It's just like 9/11. Look how much evidence has come out after the 9/11 Commission report, which proves that the whole thing was totally different than
you just hit on the key there. I just had another epiphany. That's right. They have a mass hoax. They tell you what the story is, and then everyone commits, and the average American says, I'm not going to believe I'm being lied to, because if this is a lie, everything's a lie. And once they've got you I guess by degrees, you become part of the evil, and now we're just a huge culture of lies. Dr. Roberts, long segment coming up. This was a short segment. Continue breaking down this central point that you just made. It's like getting your arm caught in a sausage machine. It's just sucking us all in, and now we have to, go along with every lie, because our government isn't bad. They're good, and that allows the evil to grow.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Okay, we're going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And while we're on the subject of almost everything the government and the big corporations that control it says is a lie, until we're just swimming in an ether of lies. And then anyone who discovers we're being lied to, from the source documents, from the witnesses, is called a conspiracy theorist. I want to bring up the fact the Washington Post 3 days ago just came out in a headline about Saddam and a fake movie saying he was gay by the CIA, that they did make a video, a fake bin Laden video. What an incredible admission. Or now they're suddenly everywhere admitting, okay, the troops helped grow the opium, because if we don't grow it, Al-Qaeda will get it. So now they're just spinning everything but admitting everything. So we'll talk to him about that, the economy, and a lot more. But I'm really glad he's out there promoting the fact that this huge cover-up of the Pulitzer Prize-winning report by a New York Times editor with all of the absolute proof. You got to go read the reports of the fact that this is total proof. The government knowingly blocked it, knowingly shut it down, knowingly kept the public from knowing. I mean, this is confirmed. It's like Gulf of Tonkin or so many other things, Operation Ajax, you name it. Before we go back to Dr. Roberts, here's a book, The Secret Team. This is the book the CIA doesn't want you to read by L. Fletcher Prouty, Colonel, U.S. Army. He was the admitted Pentagon liaison to the CIA and the White House briefer. We got a White House briefer, very important position. Ray McGovern joining us next hour. The Secret Team, This is now back in print from Skyhorse Publishing, available at Infowars.com. Or Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, who these people are, how these criminal networks operate, how to stop them. Very important new film. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the physical enforcement grid being put in because they know you're waking up. Very important info. Every American needs to see this. Don't Tread on Me, States' Rights, Ninth Amendment Rights, one key avenue to take the country back. Available at Infowars.com. And, of course, the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, all of those available at Infowars.com. And you can also watch them all online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, speaking of material, you may be fully awake, audience. Your friends, your family, your neighbors aren't. They know we're in trouble. Now the time is ripe to educate people. Before we get back into this story, Dr. Roberts, tell folks about your new book, because that is extremely informative.
Well, that's how the economy was lost. That book explains how the elite destroyed the middle-class jobs in order to further enrich themselves, and how they have dismantled the ladders of upward mobility, stopping the ability of people to rise in order to put themselves in permanent control at the top and the other 99% of the population in poverty at the bottom. That's what the book shows. It shows how the end of the American middle class and the end of an opportunity society. Now, Alex, let's get back to the story because, you know, one of the things that people always say when they're confronted with evidence that the government has lied or something, they would say, well, if there had been a real conspiracy, somebody would have talked. But, of course, they always do talk. As I said earlier, two United States Secretaries of Defense talked and said in sworn testimony that people were left behind. Reagan's national security advisor talked. Leader of a Delta team, which twice was organized to go rescue the prisoners, only to be called off both times, has talked. All sorts of people have talked. So it doesn't do any good to talk. In the case of 9/11, we know and have said so many times, there were over 100 first responders who were in the towers. Firemen, policemen, building maintenance people who not only heard but experienced explosions. And some many floors underground in sub-basements.
Well, Doc, as you say, I've interviewed police and firemen who we saw on the CNN video saying they're going to blow it up, get it back. They weren't involved. They were just told, get back. And Silverstein says we gave the order to pull it and watch it come down. And now a Fox News pundit last month came out and said, yeah, I was there. We were talking about blowing it up with Silverstein, but we decided not to because it fell on its own. I mean, this is hidden in plain view. They're just counting on us to not be able to handle the full horror.
Well, the point is, it doesn't do any good if somebody talks because it remains a conspiracy theory. Now, as for the cover-up, you know, obviously the Pentagon and the military are very interested in the cover-up because how many people would join up the military if they expected to have to fight if they knew the government would abandon them if they were captured? I mean, what kind of morale would the Army have in the Marines, for example, and the Special Forces? Would they be all these gung-ho people out there if they were aware of the fact that if they get captured, they may simply be abandoned, and that when the war is over, they won't be repatriated. They'll just be left in the enemy's hands. So this is the reason for the cover-up, you see, is there are many reasons affecting all parties. And what is also amazing is that the two chief celebrities who were prisoners of war, John McCain and John Kerry. Well, Kerry wasn't prisoner of war, but he was controversial about the Vietnam getting the Silver Star. So we have these two, and they're both instrumental in the cover-up. Both of them have done everything possible to prevent the truth from coming out, and not only that, but to lock up all the documents that reveal the truth. So And McCain, of course, is notorious for browbeating all the witnesses, including the POW families. And Kerry went along with changes in the law that simply put, locked away somewhere forever, all the documents that prove the prisoners were abandoned. So you can see the extent of the corruption and the evil. It's John McCain on the right, it's John Kerry on the left, it's the Republicans, it's the Democrats, it's all the presidential appointees, with the exception of those two secretaries of defense and Reagan's national security advisor.
Doc, is somebody approaching with a vacuum cleaner?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, because there's a little bit of a hum in the background, and it's just increased a little bit. I don't want it to, some of it was drowning you out, but that's important info you're covering. So we see the method of the control, that from some of the documents I've seen in research, this is a system of corruption. They like to get the entire government, different power structures, involved in a huge cover-up, because then later it can also be used to blackmail. And that's what Special Forces commanders and many others that we've talked to who've worked on this have said, is that the North Vietnamese are blackmailing the federal government to this day, because the federal government made that move to not get our troops out, because they decided, okay, we'll pull out of there, we're done, we don't want the North, you know, who's taken over the South, to be able to use us as a blue chip against us. We'll just call these troops expendable hardware. And the communists are sitting there going, well, this is perfect, we'll keep them, and then they'll go along with the cover up, and then we've always got this ace in the hole.
Exactly. That's right. And anybody in the American government that talks is simply out of the government. They go from being a high official to a nobody. So this is how the government gets away with its lies. And, of course, the American people, or so many of them, are just gullible. They're just terribly gullible. And they have this sort of faith and trust in government that Americans didn't used to have. I blame that on Franklin Roosevelt, who, in the Great Depression, trying to rally people, gave them the idea, which they've had ever since, that the government is their protector.
And it's going to put a chicken in every pot.
And keep them safe, you see. And as we've talked about many times on your program, this was the line of the Bush-Cheney regime, that, oh, we're going to take away all your civil liberties and destroy the Constitution in order to make you safe. Terrorists. And people just are gullible, and they fall for it. And so it's not really hard for government to pull off things like 9/11, because all it has to do is give some kind of explanation, and people believe it. They don't say, hey, the government did this. That's not their first thought. It never enters their head. It's always, some tiny group of Muslims who can't even fly airplanes. They did. So, but, perhaps, to repeat myself, the fact that this story is now getting out and getting some attention about the POWs, because that really touches at the heart of American patriotism, doesn't it? I mean, that really touches the flag wavers, the people who want to kill them over there before they come over here. It really cuts to the very heart of the most conservative people, the people who are most willing to go to war to achieve whatever the government says. If it turns out that the government has actually abandoned its own soldiers, then it could possibly shake some of those people. It could possibly cause more skepticism among the public, and it could lead to the unraveling of other massive lies and conspiracies.
Well, Dr. Paul Roberts, let me expand on that, because from my research, and I mean, it's on record this happened, there was over 20,000 U.S. troops in German POW camps that were grabbed by the Russians. By then, Roosevelt had died, and Harry Truman, said, Stalin's our ally, And basically, we're not going to get in a fight with him. They gave him half of Eastern Europe. They gave him half of Germany. That's the thing that made, and now documents have come out on this, that's what caused Patton to have a complete conniption fit. And so they killed him. And so this has been a policy for a while that troops are just expendable animals, as Henry Kissinger said. And so this goes back even to the greatest generation. And I would challenge all these Pulitzer Prize winning people to go look into that, because that's hidden in plain view as well.
Yes, I think you're right. The people, Frederick von Hayek, in his book, The Road to Serfdom, he has a chapter, Why the Worst Always Get on Top. And that goes not just for totalitarian systems, but for democracies. The worst rise to the top. And we certainly have the worst people in the country in Washington. That's where the worst people are. And these kinds of people don't have compunction. They don't have shame. They're not moral. They have ruthless agendas that feature themselves. And that is why democracy itself is no protection from a ruthless government.
Well, that's why you've got to have the republic, where the minority as well as the majority is protected. And I've done a general research of history. I don't claim to be a historian, but I read history books almost every day as my entertainment. That's how I actually got informed as an adolescent and a teenager, was because I happened to pick up history as a form of entertainment, not knowing I was educating myself on the way the world works. But really studying our founding fathers, they weren't perfect, but there was Western expansion. They wanted to be left alone by the bigger mafia, the crown, to build their own little systems. And so they created a system to restrain the avarice of king rats, of the strong men. And that's why this country produced half the world's wealth, only 4% of the population. So one of the few times in history, the flower of the Renaissance, and now watching that being drugged down and being used as the engine of world tyranny, it's very frustrating.
Yes, it is very frustrating. But if we can just keep making people aware that every American government since Nixon has covered up the abandonment of American prisoners of war. And, we have this definitely proved in the case of Vietnam, and may well be proved in the case of the World War II prisoners. This should help bring the sort of most gullible, flag-waving patriots to some realization that the government isn't trustworthy and it doesn't look after anyone's interests, not even the soldiers that are out there giving up their lives and limbs.
Well, what about this issue? They asked the troops to torture. They asked them to execute people in Afghanistan illegally, which then corrupts them. And then every time it comes out, like Abu Ghraib in Iraq, they then prosecute the people who on record were following the White House memos and orders. So it's not just that you'll be left behind. It's that you'll be used up and then scapegoated later, because there's no honor among these thieves that run the system.
That's exactly right. I don't know why anyone who was aware would have anything to do with the military. I don't know why anyone would join. I can't understand why the students at West Point and Annapolis and the Air Force Academy don't get up in mass and walk out, because they're going to be betrayed too. Or they're going to be used for evil and then betrayed. And even if you don't want to be, you're forced to go along with it, or your career is destroyed.
But that's my point, that there's a systematic evil throughout history. We see Hitler killing his brown shirts that brought him to power. We see things that happen in every society. It's like a tropism. It's a pathology in corrupt elites, that their greatest glee is hanging their own attack dogs out to dry. Because if I was one of these evil people, but I guess I'm not evil, so I can't understand it, I would at least defend my henchmen and my servants, to have that servant group, my Praetorian. But no, they treat their Praetorian like toilet paper.
That's right. because they learned from the Romans that the Praetorian can take over the ruler. So Stalin ends up killing his own heads of his secret police and his own colleagues in the Politburo, because they know that no one has any integrity or morality, and that they're all fair game for one another. So whoever strikes first and gets rid of the others is the survivor. And that's how the system ends up eating itself. But of course, what we don't really care if the evil people eat each other up. What we're worried about is that how they're destroying the rest of us who are not among their ranks. And this is the fact that the American people need to wake up to, and that you keep telling them about every day.
Well, that's another issue. I mean, I've seen your transformation in research the last 5-6 years we've been talking to you, from saying they're just a bunch of nuts, a bunch of crooks, they don't know what they're doing, to saying, no, this is clearly by design, because all the evidence shows it is. I want to briefly talk about the economy with you and all these headlines. Is Europe heading for a meltdown? You know, just on and on and on, what's happening worldwide, where this agenda's going, and also about them just openly announcing that they make fake Bin Laden videos.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
All right, with us until 5 after, the first little segment of the next hour is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, then high-level CIA analyst, the man who briefed Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush every morning, key, quote, CIA White House focal officer. That's what Fletcher Prouty did between the Pentagon and the CIA. Key person on what's happening in North Korea and Iran, joining us for the last 52 minutes of the next hour. Doc, for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm going to give them a document cam shot of this. For radio listeners, the headline is CIA Unit's Wacky Idea Depicts Saddam Hussein as Gay. And it's Spy Talk, Jeff Stein, you know, a little propagandist. But in the seventh paragraph, they just let it slip out. The agency actually did make a video purporting to show Osama bin Laden and his cronies sitting around a campfire swinging bottles of liquor and savoring their conquest with boys. One of the former CIA officers recalled chuckling at the memory. The actors were drawn from some of the darker skinned employees, he said. Now, I asked Dr. Roberts during the break, I knew the answer, but I wanted to get his take just to see if he concurred. Why are they doing this, Doc? Why are they admitting they're growing opium in Afghanistan and have our troops on TV saying they do it? Why are they admitting, you know, saying that they killed the same al-Qaeda leader 14, 15 times, never retract the last time they killed him? Why are they now just admitting the bin Laden tapes are fake? And he gave the answer that I agree with. Dr. Roberts, tell folks why.
Well, I think, Alex, what they're doing is showing us that they have immunity, that they can do whatever they want. They can do it openly, and they can lie to us openly, and they can tell us that they commit crimes, and yet they don't suffer any consequences. I think they're getting us accustomed and used to the fact that they can do whatever they want and even admit it. And that we just have to sort of not notice and accept the fact that they are unaccountable and can do whatever they want. So, it just makes you accept the culture of lies, and it makes the people realize that they're powerless. Here's the government that lies to us and then admits it lies to us and then goes on and lies to us some more and then admits it some more. And it's just kind of a way of showing the people that they don't count.
I'll expand on that, though. There was a city employee, John Villarreal, who went to Huntsville for 3 years. And I confirmed the city employee was stealing money and trying to shut down Access TV 4 years ago, 5 years ago now. So I secretly recorded him, put private investigators on him, because that's where I started out. I wasn't doing a show there anymore, but I wanted to keep it alive. And he came to me, and I didn't have a camera rolling. I was coming out of the bathroom at the Telecommunications Commission downtown. He was waiting for me in the hall, and I had my camera guy inside for the commission. And he walked over, and he shoved me in the chest, and he said, "You bet I stole the money, and I'm going to kill you, and you're never going to stop me." And I said, "That's a threat. I'm going to send your ass to prison." Excuse my French, folks. And I did send him to prison. So it's also kind of a bravado they do, like, "Yeah, we made the fake tapes. Yeah, we did it all. So what?" So I don't think they're invincible, and there is a wake-up call happening, but I'm afraid they're going to start wars, Dr. Roberts, as the smokescreen for what they're doing.
Well, I'm certainly going to start more wars. There's no doubt about that. Let's just hope they don't get a nuclear war going with Russia.
Well, we know Cheney now, it's come out, really did want to start a war with him, and that his whole 888 thing.
Well, that's been the whole neocon line for years. They've wanted a nuclear war with Russia. As part of the bravado, yeah. Well, let's talk briefly about the economy.
Yeah, let's do that. 1 minute break. We're going to come back for 5 minutes with you. But we're here laughing about it. It's gallows humor because they just, it's tough. You know, we want nuclear war. It's fun. Because they've got all the women, all the whores, all the money. These guys are like Hitler, who would sit there watching Warsaw burn. You know, he would get up on the front line and watch from 5 miles away just because he liked watching buildings burn. He liked watching Stukas drop bombs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.